Dear God, I thank you for this day to worship you.
亲爱的主，我们为今天可以来敬拜你来感谢。
You will speak to us in our worship today.
在我们的敬拜中，求你对我们的心说话。也在我们今天的课堂上对我们说话。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
All right, we are finishing up this series of lessons on worship.
我们今天要把敬拜讲完。
I plan to finish next week.
我决定下个星期把这个整个敬拜的系列讲完。
And so I'll try to have a little time at the end of class next week. If there's any questions that you want to discuss, we can do that next week.
所以呢，如果你有什么问题呢要讨论的话，那下个星期我们可以讨论，可以预先把你的问题送过来。
Last week we looked at scripture in our worship, prayer in our worship.
上两次课呢，我们看到经文和祷告在我们敬拜中的这个作用。
This morning I want, and we began looking at giving.
今天早晨我们来看奉献。
I want to finish that this morning.
今天早晨我想把这个讲完。
Talk just a little bit about the Lord's Supper.
讲一点关于这个我圣餐。
And then, today and next week I'll be wrapping up some things.
所以到今天跟下星期我就会把它总结。
Last week I said, giving should be part of our worship.
上次我讲到奉献应该是我们敬拜的一部分。
Giving, the offering is not about paying the bills.
收奉献不是说去付教会的账单。
The offering is about our worship to God.
奉献是我们对神的敬拜。
And so I said last week that our giving should be motivated by grace, not fear.
所以上次我讲过，我们的奉献应该是出于恩典，而不是恐惧。
I have sometimes heard pastors say something like this.
我有时候听到牧师会这么讲。
You better pay your tithe or God will punish you.
你最好是十一奉献，不然就会被神惩罚。
The motivation that Paul gives over and over in the New Testament to the New Testament church is give to God out of gratitude, out of grace.
所以保罗在新约书信里不断地强调，你奉献是出于感谢和恩典。
We should be giving because of in response to God's grace, not out of fear.
我们是出于对神的恩典的回应，而不是出于恐惧害怕来奉献。
Then I said our giving should be motivated by love, not reward.
然后呢，我们的奉献也是出于爱，而非赏赐。
The other way that sometimes I think we find the wrong motivation for giving.
有的时候这个错误的奉献的动机就是。
We go to Malachi.
我们到那个马拉基书。
Where he gives a wonderful promise.
马拉基书给了一个很棒的一个应许。
Bring your tithe to the storehouse and I'll pour out a blessing.
他说你要
be contained.
你要将当纳的十分之一全然进入仓库，我要敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
But we take that sometimes and make that the sole motivation for giving.
我们有时候把这个就放成了唯一的让你奉献的动机。
Our relationship with God must not be.Transactional.
我们跟神之间的关系不是一个交易性的。
I do this, God does this.
我做这个，那神就做那个。
One reason we need to avoid that is,
我们之所以要避免这个的原因之一就是,
when that is how we relate to God.
当如果这种只是交易性的关系是我们跟神的这个相关联的时候，关系的时候,
at some point,
到了一定的一个程度
Things will fall apart.
有的时候这个事情就都四分五裂就不行了。
Job was generous and gave freely.
约伯他很慷慨很大方，他也是给出很奉献很多，给出很多。
And God blessed him wonderfully.
神也是祝福他。
And if you stopped after the first few verses of Job,
如果你只读约伯的前几句的话，
you could say, what a wonderful example of the promise in Malachi.
然后你就说，哇，马拉基书所应许的这个多棒啊。
But then if you keep reading,
但是如果你继续的读约伯记，
God gave generously.
神就是给他很多，给约伯很多。
He helped people.
然后约伯呢也去帮助别人。
And he lost everything.
但是他失掉了所有的，他丧失了所有的财产。
If his relationship is just transactional. I do this, God must do this.
如果他跟神的关系只是这种交易性的，就是我做这个，你做那个。
He's going to walk away from God.
那这时候他就离开神了。
But because his relationship is based on love,
因为他跟神的关系是出于爱。
Because he does what he does out of love,
因为他做这一切都是出于爱。
He continues. Because it's motivated by love, he continues to serve God out of love, even when God doesn't do what he expects.
因为他跟神的关系是出于爱，所以即使是神没有做他所期待的，他还是可以继续和神同行，继续的爱神。
And so our giving must be motivated by love, not reward.
所以我们奉献的动机必须是出于爱，而不是说要回报，要赏赐。
2 Corinthians 9 tells us that our giving must be generous, not stingy.
哥林多后书第九章告诉我们，我们的奉献应该是大方的，而不是说这种很吝啬。
Paul says you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way.
然后保罗说 ，That's 9:11, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 就是说你们在凡事富足，可以多多施舍。
In other words, he says God has given much to you.
那一换句话就是说，神给了你们很多。
So that you can give much.
所以呢，你们也可以给出去很多。
He doesn't give much to me so that I can hoard more for myself.
神不是说给你很多，所以你自己都可以把它存储起来，把它囤积起来。
God doesn't put a great emphasis on the American dream.
神不是很强调美国梦。
What he says is, God gives much so that we can share much.
这个保罗讲的是神给我们很多，让我们凡事富足，以至于我们可以多多的分享施舍。
And he goes on, he says, for the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is overflowing in thanksgiving to God.
他说，因为这供给的事不但补圣徒的缺乏，并而且叫许多人越发感谢神。
Back to what I said earlier, it's motivated not by need alone, but by love for God.
我们刚才讲过，就是说，you mean the offering by?
Yeah.
哦，就是我们的奉献不单单是说出于看到别人的需要，不单单是，而且也是，更是出于，也是出于我们对神的爱。
And so as he takes this offering, he says to them.
所以保罗就收到这个奉献，对他们说
，Your service is doing more than supplying the needs of the saints.
就是你们的这个奉献呢，不单单说是供给圣徒的缺乏。
Your love is overflowing, your offering is overflowing with love to God.
而且你这个奉献的事呢，这个供应的事呢，能使人感谢神的心越发的满意出来。
And then a last thing in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us that our giving must be done with humility, not pride.
然后最后主耶稣在登山宝训上讲到说，我们的奉献是出于谦卑的态度，而非骄傲的态度。
He talks about those who blow a trumpet, who do something to receive glory for their gifts.
他讲到那些就是那个他们要奉献的时候要吹号的人，然后让别人都注意到他们的，他们要自己得到荣耀。
And he says, okay, you've already got your reward.
然后主耶稣说，对啊，你看他们已经得到了自己的回报了。
You gave because you wanted to receive glory, you've received it.
你给出去是想要得到荣耀，那你现在已经得到了。
But he says, the way I want you to give,
但是主耶稣说，我想让你们奉献的方式呢，就是
is quiet, is secret.
是暗中的、安静的、静悄悄的。
Seen only by your Father in heaven,
只有你的天父知道。
So that he is the one who gives the reward.
所以他就是那个得到荣耀的，得到回赏。
Let him reward you as he chooses.
然后呢，你在暗中的，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
So as we give, we are giving as part of worship.
所以我们奉献的时候是作为敬拜的一部分来奉献的。
As we take the offering, we are taking the offering as worship, not let's pay the bills.
所以我们收奉献的时候是 对神的奉献，对神的敬拜，而不是说我们来付账单。
And I know we made a change here during COVID. I think we're changing back.
我知道在这个疫情的时候呢，我们的奉献方式有所改变。现在我们又回到过去的这个收奉献的方式。
And I think one thing that is good for churches is when the worship or the offering is part of the worship service.
所以我觉得对教会来讲，这个收奉献是敬拜的这个里边的一部分是好的。
Now.For me at least, there's always been kind of a tension between two ideas here.
在我来看，我总是有两种念头是处在一种张力之中。
I pastored a church in Taiwan that did not pass the plates.
我在台湾那个牧养的一个教会呢，他们是不会收奉献的，就是奉献盘。
Put the box in the back like we do.
他们就像我们在那个教堂的后边有个奉献箱。
And the reason was.
他们的原因就是
two things.
两件，他们有两个原因。
Number one, Matthew, we want our giving to be in secret.
一个就出自于马太福音上面说，我们要暗中的去给。
And secondly, was in a church that put a great emphasis on evangelism. They wanted it clear. This is for members. This is for believers. You're not coming to church, and we're expecting you to pay your bill.
然后呢？他说因为他们很强调这个传福音，所以他们就说这个收奉献是给相信的人，是给会员，所以你如果来参观就是偶尔来教会一次，不想说哦你来这儿就是要付我们的账单。
And so parts of that appealed to me.
所以他们的这些部分原因对我是有吸引力的。
However, the more I have thought about it,
但是呢我越想这个问题呢这个事情的话，
How we do things often affects how we begin to think of it.
你知道我们如何来行事，经常就会影响我们怎么样来思想。
The process of how it's done.
就是这个过程，就是这个怎么来做这个收奉献的过程，其实会影响我们的想法的。
And I think if we want our members to really think of giving as something that is done as part of worship.
如果我们真的希望我们的会员能够意识到说，真的认识到说，奉献是敬拜的一部分的话。
Taking the offering, giving that opportunity to give during the worship service symbolizes that.
在敬拜的过程中间，就是给他们一个机会能够奉献。其实这个就是像一个表征，就是一个表现出来，是一个敬拜。
So there is merit, I think, to both.
所以我觉得两方都有他们的一个。都有自己的观点。
Dogmatic or critical of a church that does either way.
所以我不是说绝对的说要这样或者要那样。
But however we do it, I think we need to communicate to our members, this is an act of worship.
所以不管我们怎么做，我们要对会员来，对参加的人来强调，这个是我们对神的敬拜。
All right, let me talk a little bit about the Lord's Supper.
让我讲一点那个主的圣餐。
I don't think I need to spend much time here.
我觉得我不需要花很多时间在这里。
But let me just a couple things.
有几件事。
We talked about the preaching and how that is based on the written word.
我们讲过这个就是讲道，这个讲道是基于 you mean written word 的 Bible?
Yes.
Yeah, 这个讲道是基于对圣经上的教导。
In the Lord's Supper,
在主导文里，不是在圣餐里
，tended to be an enacted word of God,
就是
putting into physical action.
就是神的这个教导呢，是让我们要实际上在实行出来、颁布出来的一个行为。
First Corinthians,
在哥林多前书11:10
verse 16.
第十章第十五节。
The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not participation? It is action. Participation in the blood of Christ.
I think it's 11:15.
1 Corinthians 10, verse 16.
它是哥林多前书第十章十六节。他说，我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？
The bread that we break, is it not participation in the body of Christ?
我们所拨开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
It seems to me that there are two dangers that churches can fall into with the Lord's Supper, communion.
对于这个圣餐呢，教会可能会陷入两种危险。
And I'm oversimplifying a bit here.
当然，我这里是过度简化的。
But in churches that do communion very often, even every week.
对于那些就是经常领圣餐的，有的时候是每周都领圣餐的教会。
There is a danger that it can become a routine that has very little meaning.
就危险就是变成一个常规了，就不太有，好像大家意识不到这个意义。
Now that is also true if we only do it occasionally. It can become that.
当然，你就是变成只是变成一个形式，就是你哪怕一个月一次，偶尔这样做也有可能，也有这种危险。
So I'm oversimplifying a bit, but however often we do it, to keep in mind what is its purpose, what is it about.
不管是我们多久做一次，我们要想说这个到底是什么意思，这个目的是什么。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11 what this Lord's Supper represents.
保罗在哥林多前书11章告诉我们主的圣餐是代表什么。
He says when we observe the Lord's Supper, we are looking back to Christ's death.
所以他说当我们领着圣餐的时候，我们是在回顾主为我们主的死。
As often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death.
所以呢，我们这样做的时候是表明主的死。
Now, remember that and compare that to what I read to you from 1 Corinthians 10.
记住这一句话，然后再想到刚才我们所读的哥林多前书第十章十六节。
When he says we participate through the Lord's Supper.
他也讲到说我们是统领基督的血，就是我们。就是参加入到里边。
It seems to me that in the observance of the Lord's Supper, we participate in His death.
就是在主的圣餐里边，他讲到就是说，我们也在主的死上有份，就是我们成为那样一种团契，有份于基督的血。
We remember the reality of His death, and we make it ours.
我们就纪念主的这个死亡的这件主为我们死的这件事情，然后让它成为应用在我们身上。
In one of our classes a long time ago in here,
我们很久之前在这儿上过了一个课，就是
we talked a bit about how the sacrifices were done in Leviticus.
我们就讲到说，在利未记里边那个百姓是怎么献祭的。
I won't give you a quiz over this.
我不会给你们测验，所以不用担心。
Getting nervous.
我看那个李长乐弟兄已经有点紧张了。
But when the worshipper brought the sacrifice to the temple to be sacrificed,
当这个献祭的人他带着他的祭牲来要献祭的时候。
He would bring it to the priest.
他就首先带到那个祭司面前。
And early in the ritual, he would lay his hand on the head of the animal that was going to be sacrificed.
他首先要按手在那个要献祭牲的头上。
And I'll just see if anyone remembers.
我想问一下大家谁记得。
Should not do this in my discourse.
因为我每次问都有点挺丧气的。
Remember why did the worshipper lay his hand on the head of the animal before it sacrificed?
大家记不记得他献祭之前为什么要把手放在那个祭牲的头上呢？
A little bit. There's a later ritual that does that very specifically.
他说是不是把那个罪放在那个要献祭的羊羔上边？来把那自己犯的罪放在他身上。
That's one of the rituals they do, yes.
那是另外一个献的祭，那是另外一个，那个是赎罪祭。
The specific thing that is happening when he lays his hands on the head of the goat.
他之所以把手放在这献祭的
祭
牲上。
He is identify or the sacrificial animal. Is he's identifying himself with the animal.
他是把自己认同，就是等同于这个祭牲。
What is going to happen to this animal?
那个下面这个献祭的祭牲会怎么样呢？
Going to die.
要死了。Yeah.
Why is it dying?
为什么要死呢？这个祭牲？
Because of my sin.
因为我的罪，因为这个献祭的人的罪。
And so he laying the hand on the goat, he is saying, "This should be me."
他把手放在这个祭牲的头上，祭牲说，这应该是我。
The penalty for sin is death.
罪的代价就是死，罪的那个惩罚。
This should be happening to me.
本来这应该是发生在我身上的。
And he lays his hand there to identify the animal with himself.
所以他把手放在祭僧的头上，就相当于认同说这个，就跟这个祭僧认同了，就是说本来应该是我献祭的，就是说他们等同跟对方认同这样。
And so then we come to 1 Corinthians.
然后我们现在回到哥林多前书。
And in chapter 11, Paul says,
在十一章说保罗无
情。When we do this, we proclaim the Lord's death.
That's verse 26, right?
Yes, I think so.
就是说我们这样做的时候是表明传扬主的死。
And in chapter 11, he has said,
在十一章他说
In the Lord's Supper, you are participating in this.
在主的圣餐里边你实际上是认同加入这个。
It seems to me part of what we do in communion is what they did with the sacrificial animal. We say, this should be me.
所以呢在我们领圣餐的时候我觉得这就像当时旧约的人他们献祭的时候他们把手放在祭牲上说这本来应该是我那我们领圣餐的时候其实是同样的意义
This should be my body This should be my blood that is shed because my own sins I deserve to die
这本来应该因为这是我的罪我本来应该是死的这应该是我流的血这应该是我的身体被破碎
So in communion we look back to his death
所以在圣餐里边我们回顾主的死
In communion we experience Christ's presence
在圣餐中我们也经历神的同在主耶稣主基督的同在
This is my body
这是我的身体
I am present with you
我和你同在我就在这里
The Middle Ages
在中世纪的时候
The Roman Catholic tradition
这个罗马天主教的传统就是
Went, I believe, further than scripture.
他们有点都过了这个圣经所要求的。
When they said the bread becomes the actual body of Christ.
他们就说这个饼真的就变成了主基督主耶稣的身体。
The long word transubstantiation. It becomes the body of Christ.
大家如果听楚它这个词呢，就叫化质说，就是。这个面包呢这个饼呢就变成了主耶稣的身体
But I think some evangelicals have gone beyond scripture the other direction
但是我觉得一些福音派呢就走到了另外一个极端也越过了圣经的教导
In that it takes all reality of that moment away
他就把那个时刻的那个真实性全都给去除了
There is a term that is sometimes used for communion for those who say it becomes the body of Christ. They call it the real presence.
It's different from the transubstantial.
Yeah, the real presence. He is present in the bread itself.
但有的又说他叫真正的再现，就是说他就在这个饼里边出现了。
I have a friend who said, our problem is we've gone the other way and it's the real absence. He's not there at all. It's just that empty
neutral. 第一个就是化质说他就认为说神主耶稣真的就在这个饼里面。另外一个走到现在的这个福音派走到另外一个极端就是说他只是一个饼没有神的同在他就走到另外一个极端去了。
The reason that I think is important
我之所以讲这一点认为这么重要是因为
Paul is writing to the Corinthians.
保罗是写给哥林多教会的人。
And if the Lord's Supper was not so important,
如果主的圣餐不是这么重要
remember they are messing this up horribly.
你知道这个哥林多教会把这个主的圣餐搞得一团糟。
Some of them apparently are getting drunk on the communion wine.
你知道有的人因为那个领圣餐是不是有那个葡萄酒吗？有人就喝醉了。
They turn this into a party.
他们把这个主的圣餐变成了一个派对。
And there's a simple solution.
那有一个其实有个很简单的解决之道
I think if I were pastor of that church I would say
如果我是那个哥林多教会的牧师我就会说
No more communion
不用再领圣餐了
We'll just cut that out because you're doing such a terrible job of it
因为你们做的这么糟糕所以我们就不领圣餐了
That's an easy solution、right?
那是一个很简单的解决之道对不对
But Paul doesn't take it
但是保罗不是
Because
不接受这个因为
He knows how importantCommunion is to our worship.
因为他知道圣餐对我们的崇拜有敬拜有多重要。
And so the cure is not, the solution is not to do away with it, it's to understand what it means.
所以呢 这个方法不是说把这个圣餐就给就不做就不领圣餐了，而是说了解圣餐的意义是什么。
As you take this, the Lord is present with you.
当你领圣餐的时候，主是和你们同在的。
It's both a warning,
既是一个警告，
but it is also a wonderful encouragement.
也是一个很好的一个鼓励，很大的鼓励。
This is something that it took me a long time to learn.
这个我花了很久才学习到。
Because I grew up in a church that did communion very rarely.
因为我成长的教会呢是很少领圣餐。
And when they did it, it was frightening more than grace-filled.
当领圣餐的时候，就是让人害怕，而不是充满恩典。
A pastor saying something like this.
所以牧师会大概这么讲。
Paul says there are people who have died because they took this unworthily.
他就保罗说，因为有些人不按照应得的方式，就是当应当的方式来领圣餐，所以有人就死了。
And if you take communion, you better be sure that you don't have any sins here.
所以呢，如果你领圣餐，确定你没有任何罪。
Yeah, well, I'm sitting there thinking.
然后我坐在那儿。
If I take this.Am I going to get zapped by lightning just as soon as I touch it?
我在那领的时候就身上浑身发抖，说哎呀，我会不会领了这个圣餐，一个雷电就把我劈死了。
And so honestly, I did tend to swing to the other, it doesn't mean anything, don't worry, just take it.
所以呢，我就很容易走到另外一端，就说哎呀，没关系，这个圣餐没有什么特别的意义。就这么领就好了。
I have come to learn, and I'm going to come back to that fear in a moment.
我待会儿会再讲那个我的恐惧，但是我就逐渐的，真的花了很长时间学习到。
But I've come to learn from Paul's words about, this is my body.
所以我就开始，最后我学习到说，保罗讲的说，这是我的身体。
The beauty of communion.
是这个圣餐的美。
As a vehicle.Through which God pours grace into our life.
是神通过这个载具来把他的恩典来倾倒在我们生活当中，倾倒在我们的生命当中。
Reading through letters from John Wesley to parishioners.
我就前一段在读约翰卫斯理跟那些在各个牧区，就是那个巡回牧师的书信。
People would write him with problems, and he would respond.
就是一个牧区的这个牧师，这些人呢就会给约翰威斯理写信，他们所碰到的问题，然后约翰威斯理就会回信。
And at one point, I thought he must just have a copy and paste system.
我后来我想，这个约翰威斯理是不是就是那个粘接复制
？Someone writes him and says, "I am battling temptation, and I just don't feel like I am strong enough."
有的人就说我在跟这个试探挣扎，在跟试探征战，我就觉得我没有那个能力来胜过，没有办法过一个得胜的生活。
And Wesley says, "Go take communion."
然后那个约翰威斯理就说去领圣餐。
There were churches in London that served communion every day during different days of the week.
然后在伦敦呢，有不同的教会，他们是在不同的这个。日期呢，就是有圣餐，周一到周日到下周六都有。
And he would say, find a church and go every morning, be there in the morning and take communion.
然后他对这个人就说，你就每个早晨去找到一个可以当天领圣餐的，然后每天早晨去领圣餐。
It is the way God can pour grace in your life to give you strength for victory that day.
他是那一天神就通过这个可以在你的生命中降下恩典，让你能够得胜。
Someone else would write him and say, "I'm discouraged. I want to give up." And he would say, "Go take communion."
然后另外一个人就说，我很灰心丧气，我想放弃。然后约翰威斯理说，去领圣餐。
God will pour grace into your life and give you a new picture of His power.
神会在你的生命中赐下恩典，给你新的能力。
Someone else wrote.I've fallen into sin and I'm not worthy to take communion anymore.
有的人就说我犯罪了，我不再配得，我不能再去领圣餐。
And his answer was.
然后约翰威斯理的答案就是。
Go take communion.
去领圣餐。
You need God's forgiving grace in your life.
你需要神那个赦罪的恩典在你的生命中。
And I came to realize.
我就意识到说。
How much Christians valued communion.
就是基督徒有多么的看重这个圣餐。
Not as an empty symbol，
不是一个空洞的一个记号。
But as an expression, a way, a vehicle for God pouring grace into their life over and over and over.
而是让神的恩典不断的倾倒在我们生命中的这样子一个载体，一个工具。
We look back, we participate in Christ's death in communion.
我们就是回顾，然后我们是表明主的死。
We participate, we experience His grace right now in communion.
我们也在圣餐中也领，就是在此时就是领受他的恩典。
And Paul says we look forward and we experience. Remember that word participation. We experience.His return in communion.
然后呢，他也是在圣餐中，我们在经历，在经历他的再来。
We do this until He comes.
我们这样做，只等到主来。
In communion.
在圣餐中。
Do you remember that one of the great New Testament images of eternity is the marriage supper?
记不记得在
the great dinner?
就是在这个对于这个未来的一个。It's a church or what? What's a marriage supper represent? I didn't understand.
It is a celebration.
Okay, 就是对未来对于这个教会的一个我们很期待的一个永恒的一个描述，就是羔羊的婚宴。
For those of us who like to eat, it's a beautiful, beautiful image in Revelation.
对我们来讲，喜欢吃的人，这是一个非常美的图像。
A wonderful supper
是一个婚宴。是跟羔羊在一起的一个婚宴。
John borrows that image.
约翰呢就借用了这个形象。
All the way back in, we're back to Leviticus again.
我们他约翰的这个描述从哪来呢？从
One of the offerings.
其中有一个祭是什么祭呢
？The peace offering.
是平安祭。
After the burnt offering was done.
当他这个燔祭做完之后。
After the guilt offering had been burned up.
当这个赎愆祭烧完了之后
，You brought a peace offering，
你就带了一个平安祭
，And that was an offering. It's the only offering that was eaten, both part of it by the priest and part of it by the worshipper.
它是唯一的一个祭，就是说不仅祭司可以吃，而且献祭的人可以吃，这是唯一的，祭司跟献祭的人都可以吃的，这是一个象征。
It was a symbol that says my sin has been taken care of.
它代表就是说我的罪已经被
I reconciled with God.
我已经跟神和好了。
And now I can eat a meal with him.
现在我就可以跟神共同进餐。
You didn't in the ancient world eat a meal with your enemy.
你在这个古代的时候，你不会跟你的敌人一起吃饭。
But now you can eat with God because you were at peace.
因为呢，你们中间没有这个争斗，你们中间是和平的，所以你现在可以跟神一起吃饭。
Jump to Revelation.
然后我们再跳到启示录。
John says.
约翰说。
After all the struggles of this world.
当这个世界经历了的一切的灾难之后。
We are going to come into His presence, and we are going to be at eternal peace with Him.
我们来到神的面前，我们跟神在神面前有永恒的平安。
Nothing will separate us.
没有任何事情可以再使我们分开。
We will eat together.
我们在一起，我们共进晚餐。
Today,
今天
Paul says in Corinthians,
保罗说在哥林多教会
Between Leviticus and Revelation,
在利未记跟启示录之间
In communion,
在圣餐中
It's an appetizer.
这个是头叫什么前面头台
A little bit.
是一点点
That says,This is a tiny taste of what is waiting for you.
这头发就告诉你，这个是未来要等着你的那个大餐的。这你先尝一点点。
And so remember that word participation.
所以记住那个是
It's not just a symbol. We're eating a little bit. We're getting just a little bite.
就是一个团体，就是我们吃这个饼，喝这个杯，我们就尝到一点点这个未来的这个婚宴的这个滋味。
The hors d'oeuvres from that eternal supper.
是从这个永恒的这个婚宴里边所来的这一点前面的那个甜点。
And so you see why communion then becomes very important.
所以你看到为什么这个圣餐就变得如此的重要。
I must confess that COVID has made this difficult.
我要承认就是疫情让这个变得比较困难。
Because those dried out little crackers inside the cellophane do just do not seem like a wonderful hors d'oeuvre.
因为我们现在领的这个饼呢比较干干的可不是像一个很好的吃的那个
东西。I'm not complaining. I understand why we have to do it.
我知道我们为什么要那样做。
But when I remember that this is supposed to be the hors d'oeuvre of the marriage supper, I think.
我本来想到说，哦，这应该是婚宴的头材，应该是特别的啊、好吃。
I hope COVID is going to be over and they're able to serve fresh foods at that supper.
我希望在疫情早点就是结束的时候，我们可以有这种。
The last thing I want to say about communion.
最后一点关于这个
and I think this is
圣餐的
very important.
这一点很重要。
I told you that growing up.I tended to be, I was in churches that tended to only see this as a time of self-examination.
就是我成长的教会，我刚才讲过，我们他们把圣餐只是看成是一个自省。
And a very somber time.
就是一个非常严肃的时间。
We did well on remember his death.
我们就是在说纪念主的死这一点呢，我们做得很好。
We did not do so well on.This is the hors d'oeuvre of the eternal supper.
但是我们对于就是说这是这个永恒的这个婚宴前面的头台呢这点我们做的不是很好。
And what Paul reminds us is, yes, there is a solemnity to the Lord's Supper.
就是保罗提醒的就是说是在主的这个纪念主的死是有一个就是一个比较严肃沉重的时刻吗
It is a time to examine our lives and our hearts.
是要自省你的生命，是要看你的生活。
But it is also,
但是同时呢
，a wonderful time of celebration,
也是一个很好的一个很棒的一个庆祝的时间。
Look at what God did for us, His grace in giving His Son.
想想神为我们所做的，神的恩典，他把他独生的子。独生的儿子赐给我们。
Look at what he is doing right now in pouring his grace into my life today.
看看他今天在我的生命中所做的，把他的恩典赐给我。
And look at what he is, what is waiting for us.
再想一想，他在未来在有什么在等待着我们。
This bread and wine.
这个饼和。
Cracker and.
饼和杯。这个饼和杯，不管是这个小饼，这个饼干无酵饼，还是这个葡萄汁，是一个微小的一个尝试，就是一个前边给你让你尝一点点未来要到达的要来的这个盛宴的这个滋味。
If we can remember that,
如果我们可以记住这一点
，Communion becomes, I believe, a very powerful part of our worship.
这个圣餐就可以成为我们敬拜中一个非常重要非常有力的部分
welcomes us into God's presence.
就是欢迎我们到神的面前
Okay, I want to do one more thing this morning.
今天早上我还要做另外一点
And this doesn't fit either with last or where I'm at today or where I'm going to be next week, so I'm just sticking it in here.
我讲的这个跟今天要讲的跟明天下周要讲的都不一样，所以我就讲了，就是插进去。
And by the time I realized that I was going to try to do this today, it was too late to ask you to put one more slide on.
因为他想到的时候，他说已经太晚了，所以我没有办法去做幻灯片。
So you don't have a slide for this, and this is the one you really need a slide. So you have to try to imagine this.
这个真的是你需要一个幻灯片，但是又没有，所以你要好好的自己发挥自己的想象力了。
How many of you like to watch football?
多少人喜欢看美式足球
？Okay. How many of you play football?
多少人真的去打美式足球？哦、，Yes.
Right.
有一位。
Many, many people seem to me to see worship something like this.
很多人他们敬拜的时候，我看起来是像什么样呢
？Who are the football players in the service?
谁是在这个敬拜的这个时候的这个？打那个足球的人呢？这个运动员呢
？The worship leader
是不是带领敬拜的人
？The music
或者是弹琴的人
？Maybe the pianist
或者是弹琴的人，或者是这个音乐
？Whoever leads prayer
不管是谁带领祷告
？The preacher
还有这个 讲员。
In other words, all of the upfronters,
就是那些在台上的这些人
are playing the game.
他们在打比赛。
God,
神
is the coach.
神是这个教练。
Telling them what to do.
神告诉他们该做什么。
Which songs to sing and what to preach.
唱什么歌，讲什么道。
And all the rest of us,
我们所有的人，剩下的人
are the 50,000 people in the stands.
我们就是那个在那个体育馆里五万人
watching.
我们就在那看。
Okay, they're doing all the work.
他们都是那些运动员在打比赛，他们在做所有的工作。
And we all sit back.
我们都坐在那儿看。
That is not a biblical picture of worship.
那个可不是。符合圣经的关于敬拜的图片
描述 a group of leaders
有一群带领的人
performing worship
在表演这个敬拜
for the sake of Yahweh
是为了这个观众来做这个敬拜
I have a slide that
yeah, I saw that 我它有一个其实有两个图片
morning, I would like for you to turn this around
我让你把这个场景换一下
Who is the audience in worship?
在敬拜中谁是观众呢
God
是神
is the audience.
神是观众
So there's only one in the stand
所以呢在这个观众席上只有一位
But since he's a huge God
因为他是一位伟大的神 所以没关系
The only one in the stand
所以他是唯一的在那个那个观众
席上 Who are the players
那谁是这些参与的人呢谁是这些运动员呢是这些敬拜的人
and the role of the upfronters
所以呢在台上的这些人
they are the coach
他们其实是教练
they are the coaches
他们是那些
they are saying okay here's how we're playing this game
他们是在告诉我们说哎，我们是这么来打这个比赛的这是我们要唱的歌
here's the prayer we're going to pray
这是我们要祷告的
Here's God's word speaking to us.
这是神要对我们说的话。
They are the ones who are guiding all of us.
他们是那些在引导我们所有的人。
Now here's why this is so important.
这一点之所以这么重要。
During football season.
在这个你知道打足球的这个季节，美式足球、橄榄球的季节。
Sunday afternoon, I think, is when they play the games. Is that right? Okay.
每个星期天的下午都是打比赛的时间。
And you'll have to forgive my ignorance, Jace. Please help me. How many people are on the team? 11.
他就说 Jace 打足球，所以他知道说每一队是11个人。
So every Sunday afternoon.
所以每个星期天的下午。
22 guys get out there.
所以是22个运动员进到场上。
And they work hard.
他们非常努力的在。
Burn off a boatload of calories.
他们可是一下子一场比赛打下来，真的用掉消耗掉好多卡路里。
While 50,000 or 100,000 people sit there in the stands.
然后呢，观众席上有五万人或者十万人。
And a few million sit at home in their easy chairs.
还有几百万的人坐在家里，坐在他们的摇椅上。
Getting fat.
然后呢，越来越胖。
On hot dogs，
然后再边吃热狗
，chips，
还有那个薯片儿。
And I hope Coke，
有的时候还有可口可乐。
You see the problem？
你看到这个问题了吗
？Because in a whole lot of churches every Sunday morning, right before that afternoon football game，
在很多教会就在星期天的早晨，就在星期天的下午的橄榄球比赛之前
，half a dozen people get up。
有那么几点的人起来
，and they work hard. Let's sing, let's sing, sing.
在台上的人
，let them sing.
然后他们就在台上就很努力的说，让我们一起来唱，让我们一起来歌颂。然后坐在那儿的人就看着
，while 100 people.
然后呢，台上那么几个人，然后剩下的一百个人呢，就坐在那儿看着，然后越来越胖了，啥也不做。但是我们不会给他们这个薯片和这个热狗。
That's not God's pattern.
那个不是神的模式。
The pattern for worship is this.
是敬拜的这个典范，这个模式是。
The whole congregation.
这整个会众。
Is to be out on the field playing the game.
我们就是那个要上场去打比赛的。
Pouring ourselves into this performance,
是把我们自己放进那个比赛这个演出当中，把我们自己放进去。
But we're performing it for an audience of one.
我们为谁演出了？我们的观众只有一位。我们做这些是为了神。
And the pastor.
然后这个牧师。
The worship leaders.
带领敬拜的人，还有带领音乐的人。
They are saying.
他们所说的是。
Here's how we do.
我们如何来做？他们是教练的位置。
If we can understand that.
如果我们真正可以了解这一点。
Number one, worship will become much more meaningful to us.
第一呢，敬拜对我们就更有意义，而不是我们只是在那儿做观众。
Worship will become exciting.
第二呢，再还有就是敬拜会让我们很令人兴奋。
Because we'll be involved.
因为我们就是参加了，参与了。
Now, Jay, you said you play, right?
你打的那个橄榄球。
You used to, okay. Maybe your coach was really, really a nice guy.
也许你的教练是一个很非常非常的好。
But most coaches,
但是绝大多数教练
are not very nice to a player out on the field who's just kind of meandering along, you know,
如果这个
running a nice time.
如果这个运动员在这个场上就这样慢慢的走，左看右看，很享受的话，这个教练大概就不会说态度很好了。
He wants you working.
他想要你去打比赛，你要干活。
Or did you have a nice coach?
你有没有这么好的教练？他说我没有。坚持说他没有这样的教练，说啥也不做教练。你知道我们在这个敬拜中。
If this morning when we sing,
所以今天早上当我们唱的时候。
We did not have three or four, however many people up front.
我们在you mean on the stage?、
Yeah.
我们在台上的大概也就三四个人。
Singing.
他们在唱。
While we kind of sit, and you know, if it's nice, we'll sing along a little bit, but it's really their job.
然后如果这个歌好，我可能跟着唱一点，但是那是他们的工作。
And then someone gets up to pray, and he prays.
然后有人上去带祷告，哦，那是他的祷告。
And we listen.
我们就听着。
He's doing it right.
好像也挺好的。
Want to make sure that he gets it right.
知道他祷告了，没错。
Just like.The 50,000 people in the stand are watching to make sure that the quarterback doesn't fumble it.
他就像那个五万观众看着这个后这个四分卫，他就是不要打得很糟糕。
My son would be so proud that I know there's a quarterback in football.
我的儿子知道说，我竟然知道足球队还有这个四分卫会，很引以为
傲。I prepare carefully for these classes.
我今天真的是很认真的准备课，因为对。
And then the preacher gets up.
所以当这个牧师起来要讲道的时候
And he plays for 45 minutes or an hour.
他大概就是可以说打比赛45到50分钟
While he's sitting in the stands.
然后我们就在观众席上看着
How much more exciting would worship be?
你想想敬拜会有多么的令人兴奋
If we were playing the game.
如果我们是在打比赛
We're singing.
如果是我们在唱
And they're telling us, leading us in which song to sing next.
然后他们只是在告诉我们我们下面要唱什么歌
We're praying.
我们在祷告
Brother Charlie is leading us in how we pray.
然后呢是查理弟兄告诉带领我们如何祷告
We're hearing God's word.
我们在听到神的话语
We're looking at it.
我们在看神的话
And the pastor
然后牧师
is guiding us through that.
是带领我们来听到神的话。
I think we would go away kind of like the football players, a little bit more tired than we get.
如果这样的话，我们
so well rested.
如果我们是像这样的话，就会像那个足球运动员，他们参加了比赛以后回去可能会比较累。
But I also think like the football players, we
would
go away much more enthusiastic about the game.
然后也像那些运动员，当他们离开的时候，他们对于这个比赛肯定是更有热情，
Now,
也觉得很激动。
There's 150 people there.
今天可能有150个人。
There's 20 of us here.
我们那儿只有20个人。
But here's your role.
但是这个是我们的角色。
You can begin.
我们可以开始。
Do this.
可以开始这样来做。
As we do it.
当我们这样开始来敬拜的时候
As we are enthusiastic about worship,
当我们对于热情很对于敬拜很有热忱的时候
it can become contagious to someone sitting around us, near us.
所以对于我们坐在我们旁边的人会有感染的
And they can begin to worship.
他们也可以开始来敬拜。
And little by little, we change how our church views the act of worship.
所以呢，就这一点一滴的，我们就会改变教会如何来看待敬拜。
From being something we watch,
从一个原来一个观众的角色
to something we do.
到一个我们来参与我们来做的角色。
And it seems to me that's the biblical model for our worship.
我觉得那个就是圣经上所教导的敬拜的模式。
All right, next week we're going to talk about worshiping outside of church.
下一次我们会讲到在教会之外的敬拜。
And then I hope to have some time for some questions and answers.
所以我希望下个星期有一些时间我们可以讨论。
I have to preach this morning.
我今天早上还要讲到
and、so、I'm going to quit early to
所以我们今天就提前结束
But as I do preach this morning,
但是今天早上当我讲到的时候
I would like for you please not to be spectators mentally chewing on hot dogs
我就希望你们不单单是观众席在那个吃那个精神上的那个热狗
But to be active participants
而是一个活跃的一个参与的一个敬拜者
I would like for you to be as tired at the end as I am.
我就希望你们听完讲道跟我讲完道一样的累。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the privilege of worship.
亲爱的主，我们为有这种敬拜的特权来感谢你。
You do not have to invite us.
你其实是不需要邀请我们到你的面前的。
You do not have to give us.
你其实不需要给我们这个敬拜的特权。但是你欢迎我们，你也邀请我们进到你面前。你给我们一个巨大的机会。谢谢你。
Help us to worship.
帮助我们成为一个主动参与的积极的敬拜者。
Not to go through motions.
不是走过场，只是走形式。
Worship.
而是敬拜你。
Into your presence.
而是来到你的面前我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求
Amen,
Amen.